I am going to jail, Tom. This is a fascinating story, but I have no conclusion to it. I don't know what's wrong with the sweeper.
The light on the front of the sweeper was burned out. Duh.
Done a whole lot of sweeping in the dark right there or something.
My wife's over here laughing, too. That's what he told me. The light on the front of the sweeper was burned out, so he couldn't sweep the apartment. And I said, Alan, you got lights here in the apartment. Well, yeah, but the one on the sweeper isn't, so I can't sweep the floor. Well, I said, you'll either sweep the floor or I'm going to beat you unconscious, and so's class limited. And needless to say, I got him another light bulb, but he did that. And another time, he caught a great big catfish down at Lakeside Park. And he starts walking home with it, and he comes by McNally Manufacturing. And at that time, there was about 600 people there. And he walks through the parking lot, and he's showing everybody this catfish. And he walks over to this lady and asks her if she'd give him a ride back to the Knights Towers, which was, oh, probably another three blocks. And, well, well, I know Tom Rouse, and, you know, and he's an electrician up at the machine shop. Well, they didn't, you know, they were in engineering down at the other plant. So I don't know if she even knew me. But she was kind enough to give him a ride up there. And he calls me up, and he says, Tom, I caught a five-pound channel cat, and I need to clean it. I said, you lived on a farm all your life. You can clean that channel cat. No problem. Okay. Well, about 4 or 5 days later, I get a call from Class Limited, and they thought maybe there was a dead body in the room or something. And he had drawn the sink full of water and put that five-pound channel cat in it and just left it there, James, until I could get up there and clean it.
Oh, my goodness. That place stunk for 3 weeks, man.
So I had to go to the Dipsy dumpster real quick and get rid of that channel cat. I doubt if the trash guys appreciated it. It was white. It was as white as the screen that I'm looking at on this computer. But he did some good ones like that, yes. And, he was a joy in a lot of ways. And we always tried to take him or the old butcher that used to work for my dad at, in the grocery store, and we'd go get him and take him to the parks and stuff with us. But he wasn't developmentally disabled like Alan, but they're truly different and a thing of their own, but it's kind of precious in a way.
Yeah, Tom. And you got to be very flexible in situations, but you also have to have that tough love. And you've just, you know, said that pretty well right there. There's a lot of fun times. There's a lot of give and take and hee-hawing back and forth. But it's not fair to them to not also have tough love. They need the discipline. They need to demonstrate respect and understand who authority is. That's fair. That's just fair for them for life in the real world. And so we mix up a whole lot of everything, just like, you know, a lot of humor and a lot of, you know, ragging each other and all that mess. And then there's just a whole lot, you know, then sometimes they just got to know we're serious, then this is going to happen. And it's not like that's exactly the way you take care of business when you've dealt with them. And, I think that's a truly fair way to raise them. I call it raising them. I tell their parents, raise them like my own kids, and they don't seem to bother about that. So, yep, I think you had a pretty good handle on that. On the way you did all that. KK4JFO back to N0TR.
Well, we better get off of here. I need to go down the hall there. And I hope nobody wanted to break in. I've been leaving room for anybody to break in. I belong to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club here, so I feel justified in being there. And it's a great club, too, as well as the Greer Club. Well, James, it's been great talking to you, and it's wonderful what you do. And when this COVID junk gets over with, I might add, the oldest daughter is a teacher. She teaches music, which has really been hard with this online stuff up in West Bloomfield, Michigan. She's a professional flautist. She went to University of Michigan and then to Vienna, to the Hochschule for Music, and then back and taught 4 years. And then her husband got a job in Germany, and she went back and got another degree in music pedagogy at Frankfurt. And then my youngest daughter is here in Greer, and she's an engineer for General Electric down here for 15 years. She started out up there in Detroit, where Shelley is, up in that area, in the Toyota Technical Center and whatnot. But she's here now, and our grandkids are here, and that's the toughest part. I can't get around my grandkids. I miss that dearly. But I never did teach. I taught French horn for a while when I was playing in the university orchestra a little bit, when I was forced to. But I was asked to play, and I was supposed to play one concert because the lady got sick in the first horn, and I hadn't played in 20 years. And so I went and played Capriccio Espanol, and then got snagged for another 9 years. I really enjoyed that. But then I told him I had to quit because I was going to do ham radio. I didn't have time for both. Anyway, pleasure's all mine, James. You have a nice day, and we'll talk to you down the line. KK4JFO N0TR 73.
N0TR, this is KK4JFO, and Tom, this is awesome. I'll be on the net again tonight like always, so my category, of course, is India. India category, so may or may not cross your path again tonight, but I'm there every night in my suffix range. But otherwise, beyond all of that, I'll try to catch up with you again sometime, and it's been an absolutely fabulous way to spend an afternoon right here. And I agree with you. I hope that people who were listening in also felt like they could jump in and join us anytime they wanted to. And it's been a tremendous way to spend an afternoon. Tom, take on down the hallway, buddy. And I'll catch you again before long. And I'll get in and I'll get to start looking around on this CW stuff and just see what I can come up with. You've kind of inspired me right there. I kind of like what you've said. Nevertheless, this is KK4JFO. I'm clear now with N0TR. Another time. All right. Catch you later, Tom. 73.